Well, good morning to you and welcome again to our little Sunday service together. Our theme today is Our God is Righteous. In other words, our God always does what is right. Whenever we think of that, we think that we ourselves are not righteous. We find ourselves doing what is wrong. Our lives are often stained by wrong. And so the problem is, if God is always the one who does what is right, doesn't that mean that for people who do wrong, which is all of us, that we stand under the punishment of God and will be excluded from God's presence and blessing? Well, of course, the great news of salvation is that Jesus, God's own Son, paid the price for the guilt of our wrong and sin. And that price of Jesus dying in my place, in your place, bought our freedom from each guilty stain. And our first song echoes that in its words. So let's listen to that together. The price is paid.
The price is paid. Come, let us enter in to all that Jesus died to make our own. For every sin, more than enough He gave and bought our freedom from each guilty stain. The price is paid. Hallelujah! Amazing grace.
The price.
so we'll be thinking a little bit later about the rightness of God and the way that he helps and assists his people so that their life in every part will be lived out to thank the Lord Jesus for the price that he paid. Thank you again for all your contacts. I've heard from Stephen and Cam this week, and Simon and Bev and Jeanette, Peter and Kath and Martin and Kate, and all are doing well. We praise God for his help and his grace and his keeping power. Now, if you've got your Bible with you and would like to turn with me to Psalm 11, and we're going to read this together. This week Pauline's going to read this psalm for us, Psalm 11 from verse 1.
I trust in the Lord for safety. How foolish of you to say to me, fly away like a bird to the mountain, because the wicked have drawn their bows and aimed their arrows to shout at good men in the darkness. There is nothing a good man can do when everything falls apart. The Lord is in his holy temple. He has his throne in heaven. He watches people everywhere, and he knows what they are doing. He examines the good and the wicked alike. The lawless he hates with all his heart. He sends down flaming coals and burning sulphur on the wicked. He punishes them with scorching winds. The Lord is righteous and loves good deeds, and those who do them will live in his presence.
So thank you, Pauline. And we continue looking at the characteristics of our God. I believe that in times like these, in uncertain and troubling times like this, there is nothing that can bring us more comfort and assurance than just reminding ourselves again of what our God is like and what our God is for us. So we look at this further aspect of our God, that he is a righteous God, a righteous King. What does the Bible mean when it describes God as righteous? Well, the original language word that we translate into English as righteous simply means in the Greek straight or upright. And today we use terms to describe people who are criminals as the opposite of straight. We describe them as crooks or bent or twisters. And when a criminal says that he has changed and reformed, we say that they are going straight. And so righteousness is not deviating in any way at all from a right standard. And God says to his people that he will guide us in the paths of righteousness. In Psalm 23, that well-known psalm, this is what God promises, that he will guide his people in the paths of righteousness, guiding us to places that we are meant to go, guiding us to the places that are safe to go to, that are right to go to. And so righteousness is conforming exactly to what we ought to be. In other words, we measure up to how God wants us to be. And our God is righteous. Our God always does what is right. He never, never does what is wrong. All God's ways are right. At times his ways are puzzling to us. We can't work them out. Daniel, experiencing the terrible exile of God's people, says, despite not being able to understand what God is doing, Daniel says, the Lord our God is righteous in all he does. And you know, this should help us when faced with puzzling, difficult questions that we don't know the answer to. We do know that our God never does wrong. Whatever God does is right. So God is righteous, and he demands rightness from us, from our lives. And God has given each of us a conscience to move us away from doing wrong and to do what is right. But sadly, as we know, we can and we do ignore and suppress our conscience, and we are wrongdoers. So God, being righteous, has made a promise that he will put everything right. He's not indifferent to our wrong. His rightness means that he must punish sin. God is right, and yet there is so much in his world that is wrong. And so God promises that one day he will put everything right again. So the psalmist says in Psalm 96, "Say among the nations, the Lord reigns, and he will judge the world in righteousness." And that thought makes the psalmist continue, "So sing praise to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim his salvation day after day." Now, the New Testament proclaims the coming of Jesus as Saviour, who brings salvation to his people. But to bring salvation, God, through Jesus, will have to judge evil and sin, for he is right, a righteous God. We don't like wrong. We don't like it when greedy bankers pay themselves millions and millions and millions in bonuses that come out of our taxes. We don't like it when people with a long record of criminal offences are let off yet again by the court. Wrong is wrong. And so when God promises to judge evil and sin, he also promises to put everything right. The Apostle Paul says that God has fixed a day when God will judge the world in righteousness. God's judgment, God's verdict of people will be right. The problem, of course, is the Bible tells us that the whole world is guilty. All of us are lawbreakers. All of us are sinners and wrongdoers. There's no one who is right or righteous, not one. So our only hope is mercy from a righteous God who always does what is right. So the huge question is, how can a holy God, a right God, the one who always does what is right, show mercy to sinners without denying his own righteous character? And it is at the cross Jesus himself took the punishment, took the blame, and absorbed the judgment of God, the right judgment of God against sin. Where Jesus took the punishment that should have descended upon the law-breaking of all his people. And because Jesus died, there is mercy for every sinner who repents. And so when we come to Jesus and confess our sin, seeking forgiveness, it's not to God's love that we appeal, though the cross of Jesus, of course, is an immense act of God's love. But when we come with our sin seeking forgiveness to God, it's not to that love that we appeal, it is to God's rightness, his righteousness and justice that guarantees to bring our forgiveness. And so you remember that the Apostle John says, if we confess our sin, God is what? Does he say that, well, God is loving? No. He says that God is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Outside of Jesus Christ, there is only justice for the sinner, because God is right. But with Jesus, there is forgiveness and mercy, because the price for the guilt of sin has already been paid. And God is right. And his righteousness means that he can never demand payment for our sin a second time. That's the wonder of God's salvation plan. And so in the hymn, "Here is love vast as the ocean," we have the line, "Heaven's peace and perfect justice kissed a guilty world in love. At the cross, sinners can now receive mercy justly." And God's people must remember each and every day that God's kingdom is a kingdom of righteousness. And our God loves it when his people are right and do right things. And therefore we who belong to God and his kingdom must, as the Bible puts it, hunger and thirst after righteousness. And in these hard and difficult days that we are living through, we must come and ask the Lord to help us to shine out the Christian's peace, the Christian's security that we have in Jesus. Day by day, determine with God's help to do what is right in how we spend our time, in how we relate to our friends and neighbours and helpers. Ask God to enable each of us to be honest and fair and true, to keep our promises, to pray for each other. Perhaps you could mention to your neighbours or your friends that you're praying for them. God loves to see his people being right and living right for him. May God help us in this coming week to remember that our God is a righteous King who always does what is right, and he looks to his people that we might reflect something of that rightness in the way that we live. And so now, our prayer. So we thank you, our Father, that you are our righteous King. Help us as your people to do what is right. Make us a community of sincere and loving people. Help us to be upright people in all our dealings with others. For your glory, we pray. And now as I turn to my computer screen, let's remind ourselves of that hymn that I quoted from, and its words that reflect the rightness of God, where he at the cross kissed a guilty world in love.
Here is love, vast as the ocean.
Well, thank you again for listening in to this service that we hold together. And next time, I want to try sharing a communion slot in our service together. So if you can have some bread and something that you can drink, that we'll join together in the remembrance of our Lord Jesus Christ paying the price for us as we take and serve communion one to another, or if you're on your own, to yourself. So until next time, may God help you and bless you and keep you.